Innovation isn't what we think it is. Forget the myth of the lone genius having a eureka moment. Real innovation is messy, collaborative, and often emerges from practical problem solving rather than theoretical breakthroughs. Consider the light bulb. While Thomas Edison gets the credit, at least 21 different people independently designed incandescent bulbs by the late 1870s. Edison's genius wasn't being first, but creating a practical system with electrical generation and distribution. After boasting about creating a long-lasting bulb, he frantically tested over 6,000 plant materials before discovering Japanese bamboo could last 1,000-plus hours. This pattern repeats throughout history. Innovation rarely comes from a single flash of insight, but through persistent experimentation, often by teams of people building on others' work. It's evolutionary rather than revolutionary, a process of trial and error where countless small improvements accumulate into transformative change. Most surprisingly, innovation frequently precedes scientific understanding. For centuries, people successfully used vaccination without knowing why it worked. To rational 18th-century minds, deliberately exposing someone to a disease to prevent that same disease seemed illogical, yet the practice saved countless lives. What makes innovation thrive? Freedom, exchange, and practical problem-solving. Innovation flourishes where people meet and exchange goods, services, and ideas, explaining why it happens in California rather than North Korea, Renaissance Italy rather than Tierra del Fuego. When China turned away from trade under the Ming emperors, it lost its innovative edge. The most transformative breakthroughs typically come from practical problem solvers rather than academic theorists. Before the 1800s, nothing moved faster than a horse, and heat from fuel remained separate from mechanical work. While Dennis Papin provided theory and Thomas Savery patented an early device, Thomas Newcomen built the first practical atmospheric engine in 1712, an inefficient but functional machine that pumped water from flooded mines. James Watt transformed the technology in 1763 by developing a separate condenser that prevented wasted energy from cylinder reheating. With entrepreneur Matthew Boulton's help, Watt turned this insight into reality. When Watt's patents expired in 1800, innovation flourished through open collaboration. Engineers shared performance data through publications like Lean's Engine Reporter, demonstrating how practical problem-solving and collective learning, not lone genius, drove technological progress. In 1712, Lady Mary Wortley Montagu discovered smallpox inoculation in Constantinople. Despite the Royal Society dismissing earlier reports as superstition, she had her son inoculated and championed the procedure in London against fierce opposition, including misogynistic dismissals of ignorant women amongst an illiterate people. Dr. John Leo revolutionized public health in 1908 by introducing chlorination to Jersey City's water supply without authorization. Despite public resistance, his innovation proved highly effective against typhoid. When challenged in court, he confidently declared the treated water the safest in the world, leading to worldwide adoption. Pearl Kendrick and Grace Eldering, former teachers turned bacteriologists, tackled whooping cough, America's deadliest childhood disease in the 1920s. Working after hours during the Depression at Michigan's Public Health Laboratory, they developed and freely shared an effective vaccine, seeking neither recognition nor profit. By 1900, depleting natural nitrogen sources threatened global food production. Farmers had long struggled with nitrogen deficiency, using manure, urea, and legume rotation. British chemist William Crookes warned of mass starvation unless synthetic nitrogen fertilizer could replace dwindling Chilean nitrate deposits. German chemist Fritz Haber discovered that high pressure and lower temperatures, combined with an osmium catalyst, enabled nitrogen fixation. Carl Bosch at BASF industrialized this process, his team testing over 20,000 catalysts before finding an iron-aluminum-calcium mixture as effective as osmium but far cheaper. The Haber-Bosch process now provides half the fixed nitrogen in human food, preventing the mass famine Crookes feared. The Green Revolution marked another crucial advance. Japanese breeders in 1917 crossed American wheat with native dwarf Daruma variety. Norman Borlaug later combined these Japanese dwarfing genes with Mexican wheats, creating plants with shorter stalks, more fertile florets, and increased yields. Despite initial resistance, India adopted Borlaug seeds in 1965 and doubled its wheat harvest within 6 years, definitively averting predicted famines. Innovation often emerges from simple solutions rather than complex technology. In 1202, Leonardo of Pisa, Fibonacci, transformed European commerce by introducing the Indian numeral system and zero through his book Libra Abaci. This system's positional notation proved vastly superior to Roman numerals, making mathematics an everyday commercial tool rather than just a scholarly pursuit. The S-bend or U-bend beneath toilets exemplifies elegant simplicity and innovation. This water trap, invented by Alexander Cumming, a clockmaker for King George III, prevented sewage odors from rising through pipes, revolutionizing urban sanitation. Malcolm McLean revolutionized global shipping in the 1950s with a straightforward idea: stack removable trailer bodies on ships. Building on earlier container experiments, his practical approach eliminated the inefficient process of handling various size packages at ports. The wheeled suitcase, patented by Bernard Sato in 1972, faced unexpected resistance despite its apparent utility. Social norms, abundant porters, and infrastructure limitations initially hindered its adoption, proving that timing and context, not just ingenuity, determine an innovation's success. The computer emerged through networked innovation rather than a single invention. While ENIAC, 1945, is often credited as first, Britain's Colossus, 1943, preceded it. Alan Turing's 1937 paper on universal computing and Claude Shannon's work on Boolean algebra laid the theoretical foundation. Computing evolved following Moore's law, the prediction that component density would double yearly. This held for 50 years as transistors grew from thousands to billions per chip, becoming a self-fulfilling prophecy for industry development. Search engines emerged unexpectedly when Larry Page and Sergey Brin's Stanford project yielded PageRank, revolutionizing web navigation by ranking sites based on human-created links rather than keywords. Social media defied predictions of causing antisocial behavior, instead enabling massive connectivity. However, innovations like Google's Personalized Search, 2009, and Facebook's Like Button, 2010, created echo chambers, showing how innovation often yields unintended consequences. Innovation springs from freedom, the drive to fulfill human desires through creativity. This explains its unplanned nature and collaborative essence. Innovative societies thrive where people can freely experiment with solutions. Innovation's progress varies dramatically by sector. While computing and communication have advanced exponentially, transportation speeds have stagnated. Planes still cruise at 600 miles per hour and cars at 70 miles per hour. If automobiles had matched computing's progress since 1982, they'd achieve nearly 4 million miles per gallon. Some see an innovation crisis in the West, where corporate managerialism has replaced entrepreneurship. Companies hoard cash and avoid risk. Meanwhile, China's innovation engine accelerates, with entrepreneurs enjoying operational freedom despite political constraints. Innovation remains vital for addressing humanity's challenges, from climate change to healthcare. Its success depends on freedom of thought, tolerance for failure, and rewards for practical solutions. Today's conveniences emerge not from lone geniuses, but from collaborative problem-solving and experimentation, a process that continues to shape our future.